Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Rodney Varner, CEO at Genprex. Rodney, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Doing great, Christine. Thanks for having me back.
Of course, good to see you again. Rodney, the group has presented preclinical data for the combination of its therapy, Recorsa, with chemotherapy and immunotherapies, and also new data for the combination of Recorsa with Tagrisso. Can you describe the findings that you saw here?
Yes. Let me address the immunotherapy portion first. Patients who receive immunotherapies, including the combination of immunotherapies and chemotherapy, usually become resistant to them and relapse. The researchers from MD Anderson presented this data at AACR, showing that if you add TUS2 or Recorsa, our gene therapy, to the combination of chemotherapy and Keytruda or other immunotherapies, it overcomes resistance to that drug combination. So that's a very important finding because many lung cancer patients receive that combination of Keytruda and chemotherapy. And with regard to the data announced for osimertinib or Tagrisso, again, the researchers confirmed that the combination of Tagrisso with Recorsa is synergistic and specifically found that combination overcomes resistance to osimertinib, which is a very important finding. Previously, they had found the strong synergy in multiple studies. This one specifically addresses resistance to Tagrisso. And this is the subject of our upcoming clinical trial combining Recorsa with Tagrisso. We'll be treating patients who have been on Tagrisso, but whose disease has become resistant and their disease has progressed on Tagrisso. So it specifically addresses this trial population that we're soon going to be treating.
Yeah, give us some more detail on how this now positive preclinical data will fit in with these pair of trials that you'd hope to conduct soon.
Okay, well, with immunotherapy, it again confirms the synergy of TUS2 with Recorsa with immunotherapies, and which is important to our upcoming trial, which will be combining Recorsa with Keytruda. In addition, it also provides the rationale to combine Recorsa with chemo and Keytruda in a first-line setting. Currently, in our upcoming trials, we're addressing second-line after the patients have failed Keytruda or Tagrisso. This provides the rationale for treating in the first-line setting, which, of course, is a larger market. The largest market that a lung cancer drug could address. And we won't be doing that in this upcoming trial, but it provides the rationale to do that and for further development of Recorsa plus immunotherapy in the first line setting.
So from my understanding, you'll be kicking off these pair of clinical trials this year. What are some milestones investors should be looking out for 2021?
First, we will be initiating our ACCLAIM 1 and ACCLAIM 2 clinical trials. These are the trials in combination with Keytruda and Tagrisso. As I've discussed, we expect to be dosing the first patient in each of those trials and announcing interim data from those trials within that time period. We expect to be reporting new preclinical data from our ongoing research program at MD Anderson, and also preclinical data from our research program at the University of Pittsburgh in diabetes. We'll be exploring new cancer indications and expanding our technology pipeline. And we'll be pursuing new pharma partnerships and working to expand our global intellectual property portfolio. So I think you can see that that period of time is going to be busy for us, and we're very excited and looking forward to it.
Excellent. Lots to look forward to then. Rodney, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Good to see you. Thank you.